Well, welcome to the D&K Repos non-league show, of course, in association with Square Media and Repos Retail Solutions. And we're back this week and we've got a great show for you today. And I'm a bit weird on my screen because somehow I've managed to press the wrong button as well, Ian, and I'm down on the bottom left-hand corner. I'm used to being at the top, so it's a bit weird. But of course, joining me as normal, top left, sitting in the important seat today, of course, he's Mr. Keith McMahon. And how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. Not too bad. And any good week this week? Better week than the previous week when we spoke?
Yeah, it's not been too bad, Dave. Watched a few games. So, yeah, no, it's been okay.
He didn't get to the game he wanted to the other night. He was in a bit of traffic.
Saturday. There's been some, bit like everywhere at the moment, but there was a couple of accidents on the main motorway sort of going down into Kent and stopped me going to the game I wanted to on Saturday, but I want to watch Phoenix play Deal Town in the FA Bars. It was quite a good game, to be honest.
Did we get through? Did they get through Phoenix?
No, they didn't. Deal beat them. Obviously, another ex-Vars winning team. They come back and beat them 4-2, but it was a good game.
Shame. But of course, joining us tonight, Keith, and well, they're almost becoming absolute superstars now because they've... who can stop them? Wembley's calling, as they say. But we've got Albert Church manager Ian and, of course, assistant manager Richard with us. Well, so welcome, guys.
Oh, you're right.
Good. Yeah. Nice to be here.
Not too bad. I mean, first questions first. I mean, it's been an incredible run in the FA Cup for you. I mean, tell people that won't, you know, that don't know. I mean, how many rounds has the club been through already?
Five, I think, isn't it? Five straight wins. Started with
Mikulova.
Yeah, Mikulova 2-0 down at half time. Yeah, and managed to win there away 3-2. Followed that up with a 4-0 win at home to Nuneaton. Then where was the next one? Carwells?
No, it was Harbour before Nuneaton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Harbour 4-0, like. Then Nuneaton. After yeah. that was 4-0 as well.
And then works up at home.
Yeah.
And Cheltenham, yeah.
And what was that like though? You know, going to Cheltenham. We've actually had the Cheltenham guy on the show before now because one of our special shows that we did, and so we know they got one of the guy from Cheltenham. But what was that actually like going to a sort of a league ground? I suppose one of the first questions going to the league ground. One, that disappointment of not being on the TV, and then sort of going to Cheltenham and actually turning them over must have been incredible.
You want to answer that one, Carl Wells?
I think the TV one. I think we half expected just because we're away from home. And you don't get many non-league sides on away from home. Perhaps they don't expect a shock. So we accepted that. But to go there and get the result that we did was fantastic. I wouldn't say that we expected to win by any stretch, but we went in there with confidence and we pressed with the lads all week. We wanted to go and win the game and not just roll up in front of a half decent crowd and wave at a few people. We went there to try and get a result, and luckily we did.
I mean, I know I was sitting there, I was doing commentary for Enfield Town, and I just kept looking at the FA Cup games and seeing you in front. Then someone said they'd come back a little bit, and then I looked at it again, and he was in front. It was an exciting day just following it on the football web pages, let alone actually being there.
It was nerve-wracking at the end. I think it was it 6-7 minutes injury time? And when that went up, you thought, oh, they might go and nick one and the bubbles burst. But credit to our lads, they were superb on the day. And the one thing we're a fit side, and we knew we'd keep going to the end, and they did. All credit to them.
And wasn't the draw down at your place as well?
Yeah. We were the last but one at the app where he was. There was Barrow, Mansfield, Cheltenham and SL still in the act. The last thing I wanted was Barrow because it's an absolute jaunt and we'd have probably took about 50 supporters up there and probably got turned over as well. So that was one we really didn't want. But Cheltenham was only an hour from Albert Church down the road and we managed to take 1,500, probably more than that, 1,500 officially, but probably, I think they reckon there's a couple of hundred in the home end as well. So that was... unbelievable support because we're not obviously used to getting that sort of support at their place at all. Just hope now that we can hold on to a few.
Yeah, I suppose that's the actual the main thing, because it's not just the FA Cup, you're still in the trophy as well. You've got, every game's a massive game for you at the moment. So obviously, I've you've got Leicester or Leicester, whichever they want to be called on Saturday. That's away. I've a ground that I've been to many a time as well, and they're normally very strong at home as well, aren't they? So that should be tough for you.
It's a good trek, Kenny. So you've got to go down there. You've got to deal with the travel. It's three and a half hours, depending on traffic, but that's always a factor, especially later on in the game. Like Carwell's just said, he just touched on it. We are a fit side, and we're hopeful that we can progress in that competition, because I don't think a lot of the big National League sides really take it all that serious. You know, the ones that are looking at promotion and playoffs, I don't think they take it serious up until probably the last 16, when they see the Wembley potential of getting to Wembley. So, it is a competition we want to progress in as well. We are taking very serious. Hornchurch went all the way, I think it was last year, weren't it? Step three side. So there's no reason why another step three side can't go all the way this year.
Have you been keeping all the players sort of with their feet on the ground? So, you know, your league has obviously got to be important to you as well. And I know, you know, you're back in action tomorrow. This is, I think Richard said, it's your first home game for about 6-7 games, isn't it? So, you know, and I know obviously you want to bounce back after your defeat away to Hitchin on Saturday. But you know, how have you sort of tried to keep everyone? Are you using it more like rotating, or are you putting your stress off that every single game?
We're trying to add to the squad, to be honest, because of the FA competitions. I think we've played 7 games so far, 5 FA Cup and 2 trophy games. And obviously with another couple to come, that'll take us up to a minimum of 9 FA Cup or FA Trophy games. So we're in the process of trying to add to the squad so we can rotate a little bit more than that. The balance probably is not quite right with the players that we've got. We've probably got a few too many holders. And perhaps not enough eights at the moment. So that's something we're trying to remedy at the moment. So it's been pretty much, we've probably used 14, 15 players most of the season. We've had a couple of injuries. Jack Allen, he got a nasty facial injury on the opening day of the season, and he played in the Birmingham Senior Cup on Tuesday night. So he was on our bench Saturday unused. So he's coming back. We've got NCP, Nick Clayton Phillips, who's been out all season, had a groin problem, and then managed to break his foot playing pool somehow. So, yeah. So we are starting to get a few players back, which will give us a little bit more opportunity to rotate. But also, like I say, we're looking outside of the club as well to try and bring somebody in.
But of course, the game against Forest Green is just what we were saying, is away, of course, against Forest Green, but actually going to be on the TV. Was you expecting that when you pulled Forest Green?
We were hopeful. The only thing that we thought might go against us was that they were on the round before. They were live on BBC the round before, so we thought that might go against us. But I mean, being the lowest ranked side, we were hopeful, and obviously we chuffed a bit, so we've got that one. I think it's great for the lads. They deserve that. Their chance in the limelight.
Yeah, that's right. I watched the draw, to be fair, the draw before when it was at your ground. Obviously, you know, the trophy pays a few quid as well. What's the money done for the club for the future? Is it something that, obviously, you know, has it set you up for a few years, or is it something the club sort of look to reinvest?
It's great for the club, obviously. Everyone knows the money that the FA Cup can bring to non-league clubs. It helps stabilise the club. And it'll help push us forward in the coming years. There's a plan in place. The club's going in the right direction, and there's a plan in place to be moving up the leagues in 3 to 5 years. Whether the money accelerates that slightly, I'm not sure. We'd have to ask the chairman that. But it'll be spent within the football club. Whether that's the infrastructure in the background, or whether that's on players in the future, we'll have to wait and see, but it certainly helps the club and stabilises the club and gives it a good platform to continue building the good work that we're doing.
So you have
personally on that, I don't think it's life-changing money so far. It's good, don't get me wrong, and it'll certainly help, especially the TV money. But I think if we could go that next step, and if we could beat Forest Green and then pull one of the big Premier League sides, then that is life-changing sort of money for the club, really.
So with that, I mean, let's go hypothetically. You go into the, you know, you actually manage to get into the third round. As a, you know, I think I know what the answer is going to be, but if you've got the situation, you know, Man United, Man City, Tottenham, Arsenal, all these type of teams, Liverpool, prefer to go to them?
Man City can't even fill the game in the Premier League, so we'll get to Man United.
I wonder who he supports.
Well, I've got to be honest with you. So, in one way, it would be quite funny if you did get through and you did draw Man City, what Pep and that might say to you when he first meets you if he sees this.
I'm sure he'll take it as a good bit of banter.
Of course. Just dress up in a hoodie and a pair of ripped jeans and he'll like you.
Yeah, a bit bigger frame than him, I think.
But funny, you know, it's funny that you know we mention it and it's laughing, but it's a reality. It's possible. You're 90 minutes away. You know, Forest Green, I know, done well in the FA Cup, but they're not. You know, their league form isn't great. You know, where you a winning mentality is massive, as you well know yourself. And you know, if you keep winning these games and you're fit and you're not, you know, you're not going to let these sides sort of, you know, that's what normally happens, isn't it? It's a bit what Richard said, that professional sides are normally fitter than the non-league sides, but if you've got an exceptionally fit side, then you can compete with them and go the distance with them. Then, you know, an upset is definitely, you know, on the cards.
Yeah, I think it's difficult to get two upsets in the same season, I guess, especially against a League One side. But it's not dissimilar to the Cheltenham game. Forest Green struggling down the bottom of the league, just like Cheltenham were. Confidence perhaps not very high at that football club, and we're buzzing. To be fair, that the confidence is flying. We had a bit of a bad result Saturday, but the spirit in the camps is great. The lads all get on, so it's not dissimilar to the Cheltenham game at all. In that respect, we're away from home. We know it's going to be difficult and almost impossible to do it twice. But yeah, we'll prepare. We'll do exactly the same again, and we'll have a good go.
But you would prefer.
I wonder whether, I think with Cheltenham, I don't know whether the players took us lightly, maybe. I think Forest Green probably won't do that. I don't think the management would have done, because we knew the management quite well there, especially Mickey Moore and Marcus Bignett. So I think they would have known what to expect. But I think players might have thought, you know, four leagues below, we could perhaps turn up at 80%, and perhaps Forest Green will have learnt from Cheltenham's mistakes, maybe.
Well, again, they're only one round away from the dream of Man City and that himself, aren't they? So, you know, they need to be a bit professional. So, but you're there. You don't just, if you'd have nicked a little 1-0 against Cheltenham, people would have gone, well, you're lucky, but you didn't. You know, you've gone there and managed to score, you know, a few goals, and you know, and with the obviously the other your workshop one as well, you know, they're going to obviously do their own work on you. They're not going to take you lightly at all, are they?
No, I don't think they will. Like I say, we've lost that surprise element a little bit now with the win over Cheltenham. And but just going back to that Cheltenham game, you know, obviously the last 20 minutes, they put us under a little bit of pressure. We went a little bit more defensive and a little bit more deeper to protect what we got. I remember speaking to Carl Walls at the time, I think it was about 10 minutes to go and plus the injury time. And I said, would you take a draw now? And he said, yeah, let's get them back to our place. We'll take a draw.
I was thinking of the finances for the chairman.
Yeah, we'd have probably got that on the telly as well, the replay.
But I mean, you know, third round though, is Manchester United the dream going to Old Trafford?
No. Yeah.
What about you, Rich? Yeah. Where would you want to go?
Tottenham.
Why? Because that's an easy game.
Yeah.
I'm a Spurs fan, but they've got the worst back four ever. So you're better to score against them. Just let Eric Dyer have the ball. I'm sure we'd kick one in.
Yeah. Yeah, Colwell's is Tottenham, I'm Man United, like, so any of them big clubs would be amazing, wouldn't it? And that would be then life-changing for the club. I mean, I think United's gate receipts are about $3 million a game, aren't they? Whether we'd sell out, obviously, I don't know, but there's a lot of waiting lists and they have to use the FA Cup tickets as well, don't they, to get the season tickets or something like that, United, so... Who knows? I don't think Liverpool have been always away from me, how often I've mentioned United.
But in all fairness, though, that would really set your club up, wouldn't it? Because I mean, let's be honest, you'd expect one of those big clubs to turn around and go, "Go on, there's, you know, the gate receipts are yours," rather than sharing it. Surely.
I don't know about gate receipts, but I think West Ham give Kiddy the TV money, didn't they? Their share of the TV money last season when Kiddy got to the third round. So maybe they do something like that. I don't know. Who knows?
Dave, I'll do a quick story here in a queue. Cheltenham Athletic played Phoenix in the County Cup last month at Phoenix, and the gate receipts they shared £195, and Cheltenham took it.
That's terrible.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Cheltenham took half the money.
Terrible.
So I'm pretty sure I remember Arsenal doing something similar, didn't they? They let a non-league club have the gate receipts or something. So it's right as well. I think it's part of it.
Good PR for them clubs, anyway, when they do things like that.
But I mean, is it one of those cases we're saying about, you know, making sure sort of the players are switched on for games to come? But you know, is it difficult? Do you think, is it going to be difficult for the games coming up that you've got, you know, this week and you know, midweek and Saturday as well, or will Saturday be a little bit easier?
I think you know, players will want to play in that big game, won't they? So, yeah, they're not going to, for want of a better phrase, not going to toss anything off. They're going to give it their best. But I think it's subconsciously sometimes it's just you're not quite at the races as much as perhaps you are for that Cheltenham game, the big game that comes along. All we can do is prepare as we normally would do, and hope that we're good enough on the day to get a result tomorrow night and Saturday. From our point of view as well, we're obviously hoping we don't want to pick up injuries. Players don't want to pick up injuries. And I think it's just a natural thought process. I'd imagine the England players and all the World Cup players have probably had the same thoughts the weekend just gone and weekends previously. It's just something that we've got to deal with. And if we can try and rotate things around, if we can get an extra body in, that's great as well.
And of course, you've got your game called off midweek as well next week against Bromsgrove. I mean, were they good with that? Were they Bromsgrove?
Yeah, that's fine. I think we're representing the league as well, aren't we? So they want us to give a good account of ourselves, and that's the best way of doing it. Perhaps doesn't help later on the season with the congestion of fixtures, but that's something that we'll have to deal with. But I think it's also a mental side with players at our level. There's interviews going on, that the papers are following around work. There's live draws going up to Wrexham for the live draw.
Near them,
all the local news, and players aren't used to that. So it's a mental side of it, as well as a physical side.
Sustainable, it did.
I think Ian's frozen on us, isn't he?
Yeah, as it looks like it. Yeah, there he's, he'll be back in a minute. But yeah, there he is.
Oh, he's back.
Had to get the kids again.
But With that though, I mean, have you done your scouting on Forest Green? I mean, you know, is it a case of you're doing your bit as well with that?
I'm lucky enough to watch them a couple of times already, because they got Josh March, who we had for 4 years play for us. There's a nice bit of a connection there. So I've been down and watched them already way before, so a couple of months ago. So we've got a little bit, and our scouts will go and do their due diligence to watch them as well. And I think they're playing a Papa John's game next week, next Tuesday as well, which we'll have a chance to perhaps go and watch.
By Oxford away, don't they? I think it's away on Saturday, don't they, as well? We'll get that one watched.
Yeah, so we'll prepare. We did the same for Cheltenham, and we'll see if we can find any weaknesses. It's tough, League One size, but we'll see what we can do, yeah?
I mean, expecting to come with you?
We've been given 12:45, haven't we, legitimately? That's what we've been given. We sold, like I say, 15 plus down at Cheltenham. I just think, but Forest Green have said that they won't give us no more tickets than that. Even Ipswich only got that amount. So that's a shame, really, because there's going to be people that probably miss out from our end, which is a shame. 49 years since we got to this round as a competition. So long time.
Of course, if you get Man City, you will only get that as well.
You're 10,000 at Man City.
Well, I mean, okay, go on.
Have you sort of, you know, the idea is with the extra exposure you've got of the club and you know, your FA Cup run, everybody knows who you are. You're finding that if you look on, you're on the lookout for new players, but, you know, is that helping sort of sway them sort of to come your way, that, you know, what the club's doing, what you're still in? Is it obviously making it a little bit easier, or people sitting there thinking, well, they've got a few extra quid now, I might be able to dip in and ask for a little bit more?
We've been in for a loan from one of the local professional clubs, and I personally think that they've been a little bit cheeky on that score. They've asked for a lot more than they normally would, so maybe they want their piece of the pie. I think we've agreed that we'll pull their interest on that player and we'll move on to the next one.
Was that because he did an interview with Piers Morgan? Is that why you decided to want him?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if you really saw that. Did you see that? Was it Ashton or something like that? Was it Ashton putting
for Haaland
for 6 weeks while the World Cup was going on? So you haven't thought about that line.
I don't think we could have bought it for. I think that the FA could be paid that much.
It might come down.
You might get his dad.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I don't think he's the most able at the moment after Roy Keane smashed him, is there?
Yeah.
So, I mean, with the season itself, though, I mean, you know, as you said, you the season sort of, you've just, I suppose the season's not going the way you want it to go, but I don't suppose it's been a bit, probably been a bit of a stop-start season so far, isn't it? Because, I mean, if you look at the table, you know, some of those clubs, you're about five, maybe even six games behind. So it's probably a bit of a deceiving space where you are at the moment, and what are you expecting league wise this year? Was the plan beforehand, you know, looking at playoffs and promotion?
With the two full seasons at step three since we got promoted, we've managed to get to the playoffs in both times. Semi final last year, beaten by Peterborough, and Kings Lynn beat us in the playoff final on the other occasion. So the aim was to go for the playoffs again this season. Although, the chairman's just said a mid-table finish would be fine. We're still a relatively small club and new to the level. Obviously, the FA Cup, it has set us back. It's massively set us back with games. And it's all right having the games in hand, and we keep saying that to the players, but we've got to win them. I think if we do go and win the games in hand, it'll take us up and around the playoffs.
Yeah. You'd be literally on the same points as your opponents tomorrow night, Mikkel.
Oh, yeah.
In fifth. And then that only put you a few points behind Tamworth at the top.
It's so difficult, though, this league. You know, the teams are so evenly matched. And very rarely does a side go on really big runs and win fives and sixes on the spin. It doesn't happen that often. But if you can go and put even like three game winning run together, it will shoot you up the table.
You've only got to look at the FA Cup to see that. What a competitive league yours is, with yourselves, Colville and Needham Market all getting through to the sort of first round. Just shows you what a, you know, competitive league it is anyway, and how strong it is.
It is a tough league. I think we did, although, you know, the league's obviously a priority, the game we played against Nuneaton in the third qualifying round, we played them in the league. The Tuesday before, and we did sort of make a decision to sacrifice the league game a little bit to concentrate on the FA Cup, and we went to Nuneaton and changed shape and rested a few players for that game. So, you know, the FA Cup was at that point in the season a bit of a priority over the one-off game. But obviously now we know we're not going to win the FA Cup, obviously. And it is just a case of making sure the players understand that the league is the priority, and tomorrow night, before anything else, tomorrow night's the most important game.
So, I mean, league-wise, have the league been in contact with you? I mean, what sort of contact have the league had with you, with the games? I mean, are they right behind you? Have you had congratulations and stuff like that from the likes of the chairman and Jason and all these type of people? And is anybody from the league going to be there, do you know?
Well, I got fined, I did, for Saturday, for not wearing my Joma gear. They're going to find me. I'm in the process of moving out at the moment, and everything's everywhere, boxes everywhere. So I've ended up just going in my Alf Church gear to the game, watching the game in the technical area, and now I'm going to get a 100 quid fine for doing it. So, no, not behind us.
I mean, do you expect any of them to be there, though, Forest Green? Would they be there?
I haven't got a clue.
I don't know. I'd like to think somebody will represent the league. And I think they did when Stratford were on the telly last year. I think they probably did. And I think we've had an email from the club secretary congratulating us, but certainly nothing to us or the players. But I think it has come via the secretary.
With the lads, with the players themselves, were they more excited about playing Forest Green, or were they more excited about getting on the TV?
I don't know. I'd imagine we haven't really spoke about the game. We tend to try and park the game until the week before, and then we'll start the preparations. We talk about the Forest Green game too much. That becomes the priority, and not the next game. But I think, you know, it's a chance for the lads to go and enjoy themselves and play in front of the cameras, and I'm sure they'll be excited to do that. And I think that will probably raise our game probably another 10% as well. I think some of the Forest Green lads will be used to it. They might have that experience. We might not have the experience, but it'll be new, and hopefully that's the extra bit of energy they get from that can see us through.
So I'll take it you're hoping that your home game against Barwell gets called off.
When's that one? I don't even know when that one is.
7th of January.
7th of Jan, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's hope so.
Yeah,
it's the third round.
I noticed a few lads had had their hair cuts and everything for the Cheltenham game. There was a match of the day, weren't they? And a lot of them had had their ears lowered. So I would imagine they'll be the same again. Now, I think they're looking forward, and to be fair, the spirit's been really good. We've been on a decent run up until Saturday. And the spirit amongst them is really good. And they're a good group. And they're an honest group of lads, aren't they? And we're really pleased with them. Yeah. Although not so much at the moment. I've been in this morning with the lads on the hybrid programme. And it's been a little bit frosty from me to them, to be honest, because I was really disappointed the way we played on Saturday. Certainly after the Lord Mayor's show.
And what do you actually physically put that down to? Do you put that down to the fact of maybe a little bit of tiredness, maybe them looking at the next game, or what do you put it down to, and how do you get that out of them ready to play sort of Mickleover tomorrow?
I try. We when we beat Worksop and we got to the first round and we drew Cheltenham on the Monday, their next game was away at Kings Langley, and I proper got into them in the team talk at the start of the game. Really rattled a few and warned them that if they didn't produce in the league games that they could risk not playing against Cheltenham. And it didn't work. It didn't work at all. So then on Thursday before the Hitchin game, I sat down with them in the dressing room and I said, look, which way do you want me to go? I tried to go that way, be a little bit aggressive with you and put you on the back foot a little bit. I said, which way do you want it to go? I said, you tell me. And they said, trust us. Let us own it. So I did. And they lost again. So, I don't know. Yeah.
Do you also find, though, because you're in a bit of a catch-22, because every team you're playing, obviously, because they will, you know, wants to raise the game and beat you as well, don't they? Because it's like, right, they're the team that's just not Cheltenham out, we can beat them. So you're also up against that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. We've told the lads that we will be certain teams' cup finals now. There's a lot of local derbies as well, because a lot of the Midlands clubs are quite local to us and everything. So every game, like 10, 11 derbies really every season for us, and that's difficult in itself. But yeah, I suppose the FA Cup run has added a little bit more to the opposition. They're massively up for us, like you say, but it's just something we've got to deal with.
Yeah, it's their team talk done. Their gaffer hasn't got to say a great deal, has he? Their lads are already up for it. But I think, to be fair to our lads Saturday, we didn't start the game particularly well, but we did more than enough. Actually, when you look back at the game, we did more than enough to at least get a point and maybe win the game. We missed three one-on-one chances and their keepers really man of the match. So when you look back at it, probably wasn't as bad a performance as what you think. That we created chances and we just didn't take them. And to be fair, we have been quite clinical this season. And it just wasn't to be Saturday. So it looks like it's after the Lord Mayor's show. Look back at it in reality and we had enough chances to win the game. So maybe you give the lads that one and go into tomorrow and hope they can produce a good performance.
And how have you been contacted yourself? Are you being followed by the BBC?
I've done a load of interviews with West Midlands News and BBC West Midlands News and, yeah, Sky, BT, when we beat Worksop and that. So it has been a bit of a whirlwind for us, really.
Have you got a lot of TV work to do though before the Forest Green, or do you know of, or you've got anything like that where they're going to come down and spend a day down? Because I know sometimes they come down that they spend some time down at the club and stuff like that before the game. I know you're away, but
I think they've asked to see it go into a couple of the lads' work, haven't they, Cole?
Yeah, I think they have. Yeah.
Whether that happens, I don't know. Just try and concentrate on our next league game, really, tomorrow, then the FA Trophy, and then we've got a week then to prep for Forest Green, where we'll watch three or four of their games.
That's the thing about the FA Cup, though, isn't it? Because of the early rounds, the games do come quite quick, you know, thick and fast, don't they? It's like you've got that, then the trophy, then that, then the trophy. It's sort of, you know, the league does get pushed aside when you're in such a great cup run.
I think it will probably cost us probably a playoff tilt this season, personally. Like I say, we've got, after Tuesday night, after tomorrow night's game, we've got two more cup games. And then, you know, we're going to find ourselves probably 7 and 8 games behind some teams, which is it's just a ridiculous amount to catch up. Unfortunately for us as well, the games that we've been postponed because of FA Cup or FA Trophy games, they're all on the travels as well. So we've got midweek games at Needham Markets and Tives, I think there's a few more as well. So it just makes our job a little bit more difficult as well.
Nice problem to have, though.
Yeah, it wouldn't change you.
I mean, tell us a little bit about the squad. Tell us a little bit about your team and, you know, a little bit about the players and, you know, who you've got in the team and, you know, what they're like and bits of us and a bit about the club in general as well.
Go on, Cole Wells.
It's a young squad. Predominantly, we've got a lot of lads that have come out the pro game at the academies, and they're looking to get back into the pro game. Which obviously this cup run's great for them because it gives them that exposure. So I would say the average age of the squad's probably 22. And we've got a bit of experience with two centre halves with Ash Carter and Jamie Willits, 27 and 30. And the rest of the lads are all really young lads. Like I said, come out of the pro game, out of academies. Tom Edge, who did he score against Worksop? He got the third against Worksop. He's come over from America, and he's settled back in well. So they've all got aspirations of playing above step three. And this run and this game coming up gives them a chance to go and perform on that stage and show that they can do it against League One opposition again.
I mean, does that worry you as well? With going forward as well, if one of your players or a couple of your players have an absolute blinder against Forest Green, that you know, you could sort of lose them as well. Does that come into your mind as well?
We're used to that, to be fair, anyway. Yeah. We've lost quite a few over the years. We lost pretty much our entire midfield this summer. Sam McClintock went off to Halifax at the end of last season. Zach Brown's gone in at Kidderminster Harriers. Tom Solanke to Boston. We're pretty much, two of the lads retired as well last year. We've lost Josh March. We lost him to Leamington. Then a few months later, he got a deal at Forest Green. Youssef Cissé, who's a kiddie at the moment, he went to Blackpool via us. Jake Wakeling scored for Swindon Town the weekend. So he came from Albion to us and then on to Leicester City. And then now he's playing for Swindon. Who else is there, Rich?
We've had Coyle, who's obviously played for Foyled.
Yeah, Coyle's at Foyled now. Yeah.
I think you missed one. I can't think of who is off the top of my head.
There is some more.
Dylan Barker, who went to Cheltenham. He was cut tied against us because he'd been out on loan. So we have got a good track record of producing young players who fell out the game and we've got them back into the game. Or in Josh March's case, we had him from 18 from step five, and he was superb for us and got his move and we were chuffed to bits for him. So it's good for us. that these lads move on. It's nice for us when you see it happen. It's not great for us trying to build a side for the future. But it's a good kudos. It gives us a bit of pride when we see the lads kick on and move up the levels.
Does that also help?
Does
that also help with you bringing players in as well? You
know, because
the amount of players you can move on, must be a big pulling power around your area. They look at your club, look what they've done for this player. We go and play down there. There's an opportunity for us to do the same.
An extra 50 quid though goes a long way with some of these young kids as well, and I'll still go and choose that. We've lost out on a couple of lads for 50 quids here and 70 quids there and everything, and they decide just to go to other clubs. And sometimes they end up back with us.
I think the frustrating side for us sometimes is you see the record that we've had and you think, just come to us, we will push you on. That the chairman's really good at the social media, and we've got a lot of contacts in the programme with the chairman, the sporting director, Mark Fogarty, and we will push these players on. And sometimes it's the agents that are the problem, and they think they're one level up, and they want to play the better level, and then they don't play. And if they not play, and they're not moving anywhere, and I think they come to us with the track record that we've got, I think sometimes it's much better for them, and that can be frustrating sometimes that, you'll never stop them. If they can get a chance to go and play for League One, League Two, and the National League side, fair enough, but sometimes that one above, when they're not guaranteed that they're going to play, and you lose them to that's frustrating for sometimes, especially with the track record that we've got. But that's football. People, players make their decisions along with their agents, and you have to live with it.
Just tell us a little bit about both of yourselves as well. See, it sounds like you've been at the club a long time. You've took them obviously for a few leagues, but and your own ambitions. We're saying with runs like this, it's normally all the players get the plaudits and like they're in the shop window. But I remember going back to I'm friends with Danny Cowley when he was at Concord, and look what happened to him for decent runs, cup runs, etc. Is that something that you're both looking to do?
It'd be great if we could. We've had some good years at Albert Church, and we enjoy it there. I'm on this hybrid programme, so we train the lads on a Monday and a Friday, as well as Tuesday, Thursday nights with the whole group, the lads, some of the experienced lads that are not on the hybrid programme. So it's pretty much a full-time job for me. I'd say it's like three-quarter time, although the hours that you probably put in is probably full-time, really. But I mean, I'm enjoying that. It's the first season we've done this, and it's really enjoyable. Like I say, we've got a good group of lads. Ambitious. We want to take the next step. Hopefully that's with Albert Church. Maybe not this season because of the amount of games that we've got to play. But yeah, we're ambitious. We want to manage as high as possible. And hopefully that's with Albert Church.
Unless West Brom needs someone, because they're struggling at the moment.
Yeah, they haven't, mate. Yeah. Local side, struggling Wolves at bottom, I think, and all, aren't they? Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we're competing with the next Real Madrid manager, though, are we?
You never know. You never know. But I mean, how with the run itself, we've heard about the effect it's had on the players. What about the effect it's had on you guys? How excited are you for what's happening, and how excited are you for what's to come?
It's obviously exciting for everybody connected to the club, and obviously we're included with that, and all the coaching staff. I would say, I was thinking about this today actually, we turned up at Cheltenham, and if you remember, Pete, we both said we were going to get the coach, and we said, "You're nervous?" I went, "No, not really, no, we're perfectly fine." And we got to Cheltenham, everything went well, we had the pre-match, everything's on time, lovely, and walked out to the stand, and didn't feel nervous. It actually felt quite at home. And it was quite a nice feeling to think, you see the crowd, the lads warming up, and then we come out to the 4,000. It actually felt quite natural and quite normal, which surprised me at the time, how comfortable it actually felt.
That was 4,000. There weren't an empty seat in the house.
No, it was a bit more than 4,000, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I think the gate was given at 4-4 something, but I didn't see an empty seat. There was a little bit of standing to the sides, but I would be really surprised if there weren't 6 plus there.
just trying to have a look to see what it says.
It's 4-4-4-6.
Yeah, 4-4-4-6. Yeah.
Never.
Paying Alfie May's wages, that's why.
Yeah. He's gone out.
He played for me years ago. So.
Really?
He's down from my this neck of the woods. So he's done ever so well. But he's played them. Yeah. Yeah, he's done very, very well for himself, to be fair.
Good footballer, isn't he? Good footballer.
Yeah, very good attitude as well. It's funny because he just took off when he went off to Doncaster. He played step five, then step four, scored some goals, and someone come and grabbed him, and that's it.
I've said that we were fortunate. That he was injured for a bit in the build up to our game, and only made the bench. Came on with probably 20 minutes to go when they needed a goal.
Didn't really play to his strengths, though, did they?
Didn't play to his strengths, so they bypassed him a little bit, going direct, looking for that goal, so that helped us. But
he's not very big, is he?
No.
I mean, that the whole sort of, you know, Cheltenham day, I mean, talk us through a little bit, you know, from when when did you actually sort of meet up to go to Cheltenham, and what was it like on the coach there, once you got to the stadium, on the coach back, going home? I mean, what was the whole sort of day like?
I can't remember much about it, to be honest.
we met at the Hayes, didn't we, to start with? We drove down to the Westmead Hotel, and we had a pre-match there, but we did a little bit of analysis on Cheltenham beforehand, you know, their strengths, weaknesses, set pieces, where we think we can hurt them, and that kind of thing. Half an hour on the video screen, lads went off and had their pre-match, and the clubs looked after us really well there, and the Westmead Hotel looked after us with the chicken, the pasta, and the sweet potato, and all this stuff that the nutritionist says we should have, and that was great. And we got on the coach, plenty of time, nice, relaxed. The kit had gone down early, so it was all ready for us, and it was really nice and relaxed. By the time we got down there, there was no rushing around. Obviously, we turn up normally to whether it be at least on Saturday, and all the kits on the coach. The lads are trying to get in the dressing room. The kit man's trying to put the kit up, and everything's rushed. And it wasn't. It was all nice and plain sailing. Lads went and had a look at the pitch and took it all in. And it was no different to any other game once we got there. And, you know, the lads warmed up and that was it. And they got on with the job and did it really well. It was a really good day. We organised really well and we were well looked after, like I say, with the hotel.
About good coach journey home as well, weren't it, Colwells?
The coach journey on the way home weren't too bad, yeah.
Bit loud, was it?
Would you leave the kit there? Just fill it up with beer.
We never had that much beer on the coach, did we? I was a bit disappointed.
Surprisingly, because we got back in the dressing room, we'd been outside with the fans probably for 20 minutes celebrating, and we probably had 5 minutes singing and dancing like we normally do when we win a game anyway, and then everything kind of went quite quiet. And I think the players just sat down, everyone's looking at their phones. I think they were just knackered. And they just wanted sort of 5-10 minutes just to chill out and take it all in. And fair play to the Cheltenham fans when we left. They gave us a standing ovation, didn't they? And then they clapped us out, the fans that were left in the bar.
Yeah, brilliant.
They clapped us out, which was a nice touch from them.
Yeah, we went and had a point with some of their fans and that, didn't we?
And that
was really good. That was when we left, we shook a few hands and everything, people that we'd been speaking to, and all the Cheltenham fans stood up and clapped us out, and it was really touching. That was really, really appreciated.
Yeah. I think we watched the highlights and the goals quite a few times back, haven't we?
Yeah. One of our young lads, he actually runs, his mum and dad run our training ground. He put like a little montage together with some music of the goals going in, the fans and all that we took and everything. And that was brought a tear to your eye, really, because it is a really amazing achievement. And he encapsulated it all brilliantly in this like 3-minute video. It was fantastic. Like I say, I don't think I've stopped watching it, to be honest.
Well, it's just memories you've got for the rest of your life, isn't it? So it's something that you've got to enjoy.
Well, already we've achieved something this season. You know, getting to the first round is an achievement in itself. Mm. and then to win in the first round against the League One side, that is an achievement. But we just want to keep it going, keep the dream alive. There's no reason why we can't go and get another win and progress in the trophy as well. I do think our league form will suffer. I'm not going to lie. I don't want it to, and we'll do everything we possibly can to make sure that we start pushing up the table. With a couple of extra bodies in, that's what we need now, just to push us on and keep the lads on their toes a little bit.
Oh, I sort of disagree. I think we'll be fine. I think we've got a real, real good bunch of lads. It might take a week or so once we're knocked out for that to sort of to blow over a little bit, but I think we'll be fine.
Even if you get through it in Saturday week, then it sort of lingers on out to after Christmas.
Let's hope we get a chance to find out.
Yeah. I've got a sneaky suspicion you will. I don't know why. I just got a feeling you will win.
I think if we do, I think the lads will feed off that. That will give them confidence, and they're going to want to keep on playing well to make sure they're in the side for the next round.
That next try, if we did manage to get through, I think I'd have a few nerves for the draw on the next one. Oh,
cool.
The one, the plum ties you could pull. I think that would get you a little bit nervous. We'd end up somewhere terrible away, though, some second division side away, and get turned over, I'm sure.
I think we've already said, though, if we pull Tottenham or Man United, we're going to have to upset one of the lads because somebody's not making the squad. Because me one and Cole of us are.
I tell you, you've got to remember if we do get through and they do, obviously, you do pull someone like that out, that they don't just stick a microphone straight under your mouth, because what might come out once you get Man United or something good, but yeah.
But I suppose worst case scenario there would be if he didn't get through and then Forest Green get pulled out against Man United or Tottenham.
Haven't thought about it that way. Yeah, what a wounder.
Yeah, that could take a little bit.
We must be positive if we hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, the Leicester game, I mean, a good side. They're going really well as well in the league. I mean, that's going to be a toughie, isn't it, in the trophy?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We played them in the league at Air Place and there was 3-1 up. And we scored two late goals, pulling back to 3 apiece, and then missed a really good chance to win it deep into injury time. So, yeah, we know a little bit about them. Obviously, their side's been together quite a while. They're flying at the moment, beat Tamworth the weekend, didn't they? I actually fancied them to beat Tamworth. I think Tamworth have got a couple of injuries, centre half missing. And I fancied that, to be honest, but that's going to be a really tough one. We'll go there in their full strength, though. So we want to progress in that trophy as well.
Yeah, because that must be very difficult, you know, mindset wise for yourselves, for the players, because you want to go further in that, but of course you then got that other one looming over your shoulder, haven't you? Sort of like just peering over the top of your shoulder as you go into that. So that's going to be a really difficult one to get through.
It's just all about mentality with the players, and they've not quite got that right at the moment. And it's a little bit disappointing because we've tried a couple of things, a couple of ways, a couple of approaches, and they're not quite grasping at the moment, so that's a little bit disappointing. It's something we've got to get our act together with. Starting with tomorrow, that's a big important game tomorrow. We need 3 points from that, and I think that would take us up to around about 15th in the table with just one win. So we're away from the relegation zone a little bit. And then we go off into them cup competitions again, so it is really important to get 3 points tomorrow.
How excited is the chairman?
It sort of targeted an FA Cup run this season because we've done well with promotions and playoffs over the years, but we haven't really done great in the FA competitions. So he really put a little bit of, I wouldn't say pressure, but he'd emphasised that it'd be great to have an FA Cup run, and we're doing just that, and probably we've gone one or two better than he probably would imagine.
Go on, Kevin, you was going to say that?
No, it was more sort of just picking up what Ian was saying about sort of the approach he's trying to get with the players. But, you know, it's for them, it is very similar to what you just said, really. I think that Richard said earlier about what the England players and things were going through the World Cup. But, you know, poor performances or not putting the effort in your league games, it leads to a couple of things. One's injury, one's lack of form and confidence. So, really, that the way that they've got to look at it is that, you know, all your teams playing for places, but lads, everyone wants to play in the FA Cup game, and the last thing you want, you know, is looking at them going, well, you haven't performed against, you know, your opponents tomorrow night, and you could end up losing it.
Yeah, and one of the things we said in the dressing room after the game Saturday was, especially for the younger lads who want to progress and go up the levels, you've got to perform week in, week out, and if a scout has come and watched you against Cheltenham and thought, oh, you've got a chance, they're going to come and watch you against Hitchin. Mm-hmm. And if you can't do it against Hitchin, they'll look and go, well, maybe that was just a one-off. We'll move somewhere else. You've got to follow those performances up week in, week out. And if you're going to be a professional footballer, that's what you're going to have to do. And we're trying to drum that into them as much as we can.
Yeah, just consistency. And that's a big difference between semi-pros and pros, is the consistency. They'll churn out 7 or 8 out of 10 performances every week. And I just think we're not quite where we need to be in terms of that at the moment.
There's a couple of bits away from your club, if you don't mind, just for a second before we finish. I mean, I suppose one thing we should talk about is sending all of our love and prayers out to, of course, Alex Fletcher of Bath. And I don't know if you saw, you know, what's going on down there at the moment. I mean, that's horrific for them down there. And we send all our love and prayers down there to Alex and the family. And hopefully he pulls through from what sounded like a bit of a tragic situation down there a couple of weeks ago. So, we send all our love and that down there. And of course, also as well, just recently as well, in the last week or so, Steve Whitney, of course, the press officer for the league as well, he's very unwell at the moment as well. So we send love and prayers to him. And of course, also as well to the league chairman as well, who's not been very well as well. So we wish them all the very, very best and hope for a speedy recovery from all three. But that must send shockwaves through something like that. Keep Bath City, happens.
Yeah, when I heard about it, Dave, and then, you know, you see guns abandoned, and then you hear it's a bad head injury, and then all of a sudden then you start hearing how it happened, and, you know, it puts things into perspective, doesn't it? And it's similar to what I was saying a minute ago with the lads maybe playing tomorrow night that, you know, could be worried about picking an injury up because they haven't sort of committed, and football's a funny thing, and, you're looking at the lads thinking about a Forest Green game, and then something like this could happen, and it puts it all back into perspective for the level of football we play at. But it's something that you don't want to hear at any sort of level of football, but it's unfortunately it does happen.
There's a young lad at Michelover that's passed away as well, isn't there, recently?
Young goalkeeper. Finn Bowen, is it? Finn Bowen. Yeah.
Tragic, really tragic. It does. It puts everything into perspective, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's just incredible when you see stuff like that. But I mean, away from those sort of sides, any results over the weekend that surprised you? Was there any matches at all over the weekend in any of the four leagues or the summer league that you looked at when you maybe looked at the results and went, well, I wasn't expecting that result?
I think Stratford getting a point at Coville. That was a really good result for Stratford there. But I think Coville are probably suffering a little bit, the same as Needham Market, with a bit of a hangover from their FA Cup exploits. So that was a bit of a shock. I think Hitchin beating us was a bit of a shock as well. We've been on a good run, Hitchin not so good. So that's one that's certainly shocked me a little bit and disappointed me. I'm trying to think of some of the other results in our league. Rushden beat...
I can't think, but I wouldn't call anything a shock in our league anyway. Yeah. Because, like we said earlier, it's very, very tight. Anyone can beat anybody on the day.
I think the one that for me that sort of stood out in all the four leagues has got to be one of the local leagues in the summer leagues, so the Southern Central. Seeing Harlow Town beat second place Ware by 2-1. I thought that was quite a surprise. I was expecting to see Ware on the run that they're on to be still pushing Berkhamsted for that top position. But they went down 2-1 to Ware, and Berkhamsted, they actually beat Hadley 2-1, and the two play each other next week. And talking to the manager of Ware last night, it's going to be very interesting because at the moment we're sitting second, same amount of games as Berkhamsted, but they're 7 points behind already, and the two of them play each other at Ware on Saturday. So, of course, if it goes in Burke Hampstead's way at the weekend, the gap could be 10 points already before we even sort of hit Christmas.
Well, that's a big gap at this time of the season.
Keith, did that result surprise you, though?
A little bit, Dave, but they're local rivals. So, no, the two lads might not know about the two clubs, but there's not much between them. They both played in the Eastern League together, didn't they? It's just up the road, aren't they? So each team knows each other really well. So I wasn't too surprised about that one, if I'm honest.
There was a shock up this end as well at step four. Cozil beat Halzowin. Halzowin were top of the table. Cozil just outside the playoffs, I think. There's a little bit of needle between the two clubs from previous seasons, and Cozil turned them over. I think that was a bit of a shock, beat them 3-2.
So who's your local rivals in? Who's your sort of
Redditch, really, and Bromsgrove?
Bromsgrove, yeah.
Yeah, we're stuck in between. We're a little village in between Bromsgrove and Redditch. So, yeah, either one of them, really.
We've had Bromsgrove on, Dave, haven't we?
Redditch we've had on, yeah. Yeah,
we're Redditch. I thought we had Bromsgrove as well.
Bromsgrove as well. Yeah, we've had them both on before. Yeah,
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 yeah. Yeah, them air rivals, and Stourbridge is in the middle of a million miles away, either. So there's quite a few big games, really.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose we should mention our mate Mr. Edwards, and they haven't been doing too badly, but went down 1-0 to Taunton at the weekend.
Yeah, that David and the lads, every time you step up the league, but for Chessing to come from step three into step two, it's a big, big jump for them. And Craig's got loads of experience, but he's got lots of time left. They're not cut adrift. They're still picking some points up here and there. He knows himself that he can go and pick some decent quality players up, I think, sort of hopefully at Christmas, and can turn that around. And just the main objective for him is to keep him in that level. The first year of going into step two is huge. And if they can do that, then I'm sure, he'd done his job. It'd been just as good as the promotion.
5 points at the moment behind Dulwich Hamlet. You're sitting just outside promotion. But it's a bit funny when you look at different clubs doing really, really well and in certain areas. And then I looked at the Isthmian Prem the other night with Andy Leeson, and there's a lot of clubs around this sort of area, but the Bishop Stalfords and clubs like that, and Hornchurch Abley, sort of in that sort of quite close circle to each other, doing really well in that league. And then you look at the Vanarama South, and you look at it, and there's quite a lot of local clubs in the likes of Chessant, Dulwich, Concord and Hampton that are sort of struggling a little bit as well. But then again, they're not necessarily the biggest clubs compared to some of the clubs that are in that league, are they?
As the lads know, that step two in the north and south, there's some huge football clubs in there that have come, that have come down. I think the big thing is they've come out of your league last year was Kings Lynn. They've had a tremendous start, haven't they? I think in step two. So it's there's some big clubs. You're playing against big money now, big budgets.
When you look at some of them step two clubs in the northern section, especially, and there's a lot of ex-football league clubs in there. I'm just getting the league table up
now. Yeah, look at them now. Darlington, Scarborough.
Yeah. There's probably more clubs that have had league football in that table than not, really. Kiddy Harriers.
Even Kiddy, local to us, they've obviously been in the football league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's loads, really.
Incredible.
Boston, Kiddy. Even Hereford. Yeah, I'm just going through it now. Chester.
You've got Brackley, obviously, pay a few quid as well.
Darlington. I think it was Southport was in the league at one stage, didn't they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Years back.
York was in it not that long ago.
Yeah, York are in the Prem now, didn't they? They got promoted last season. Mm. So, yeah, there's quite a lot of big clubs in that northern section.
Well, that's been a goal in one of the games tonight, and that's in Eastmead North. It's hashtag one New Salamaris nil. 12 minutes gone in that. And I'm just trying to have a look, see what this is all about. Northleigh. So Northleigh have just made a statement as well. Club statement. It is with great sadness that we have to unfortunately announce that we have parted ways with Eddie and Michael. And Eddie's been on the show before now. Northleigh have party company with Eddie and Michael, and it's a shame because they did so well last year and getting promoted out of a playoff system when they weren't even in the playoffs, but they managed to sneak in there because of Welwyn Garden City's issues and got promoted, but haven't started off very well. But they've been relieved of their duties tonight. So that's just breaking news from...
I find that really hard when clubs do that. A team get, you know, a manager gets you promoted into a different league and you give him 13 games. That's just... That's awful. You know, you're stuck with them to get them there. It's a bit like saying, well, if he got promoted and he jumped ship and went elsewhere, what would you feel? It's wrong. It's just wrong.
There's three games in Air League tonight. I'm just looking at them.
Colville, the one up at Hitchin.
Yeah. The others are 0-0. There's a lot of Monday games in Air League now, isn't there?
Yeah, there's quite a few, yeah.
Well, listen, Ian and Rich, time's run away from us. Very, very thankful for you guys to come on. We do wish you all the very, very best in your trophy game as well at the weekend, tomorrow night against Michalova. And, of course, we'll all be sitting there watching glued to the TV Saturday to see you take on Forest Green and seeing you sitting there eating your vegan burgers and all the rest of it in your pre-match meals. But we will be keeping our fingers crossed that you get through and, of course, you end up getting Man United or Tottenham in the next round. So I think you'd be better off getting Tottenham if you stand a better chance of winning the game. But hopefully you do that and keep the Southern League banner very high above your heads and keep moving forward and for Albert as well. But a massive thank you to you for coming on tonight. It's been fantastic, and of course as well to keep it coming on. We'll be back next week, but until then, enjoy the first couple of games in the World Cup, and we'll see you in a week's time. Good night.
Thank you. Cheers.